This is WLRH 89.3, Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Melinda Gorham is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She's become a real fan of thrifting, when recycling something old is much more satisfying than buying something new.
I knew everything was going to be all right the day a watermelon big as a footstool was deposited anonymously on the countertop at the cash register. "Run get us a knife," one clerk told another. Then, loud enough to be heard in every corner of the building, "Somebody brought us a watermelon. Y'all come get some." Savoring that fleeting sweetness of a late-season melon, grinning like kids and laughing when a crooked pink tributary escaped our juicy mouths. In an uncertain time, and sometimes unnerving era, is there a better antidote to anxiety than sharing an unexpected gift with people who know your sensibilities without even knowing your name? The shoppers who frequent my neighborhood thrift store feel like family. For instance, the first time I was cashless and gave a clerk my credit card, I put my driver's license on the counter. "Oh, no, baby," she said, smiling patiently at my naive gesture. "I don't need ID. I know you." And so do all the clerks, volunteers, and frequent shoppers. Some consider thrifting cool in their quest of some shabby chic decor nowadays. But the sense of utilitarian intensity at my store suggests more need than whim. Baby clothes, sofas, mattresses, and workbooks sell quickly. It's not uncommon to be tapped on the shoulder by a sister shopper. "Those shoes on that rack over there look like you. You ought to go try 'em." Or, "They just put a big box of books out in the back. Go take a look." And I do, although I usually go first for clothes. Cardigans to adapt sleeveless dresses to cooler weather outside the house, and oversized shirts and sweaters to wear over leggings when I'm in the house. And that house, the first home I've ever owned on my own, is a kind of accidental showcase for thrift store items, each purchased for a few dollars. Some are needed for comfort and practicality. A wooden rolling pin well-worn from shaping hundreds of pie crusts and biscuits. A cake stand and cover like my grandmother had. A baker's rack whose missing tiles are now covered by books and travel mementos in my workroom. Other things feed my inexplicable aesthetic. A painted metal dancer curled in the arc of an Aztec scarf. A slightly stooped candelabra with ivory tapers and twinkling lusters. A glowing pink carnivalware goblet with delicate gold tentacles climbing toward the rim. A copy of the Saturday Evening Post cover from Thanksgiving 1943. Although some days I browse without buying, I visit often, jostling through the aisles, greeting nameless shoppers as friends. I'm drawn to a place where no item and no person seems unusual or excluded, where recycling something old is more satisfying than buying something new. Maybe that sense of heritage by happenstance is the homing device that draws me back again and again. Or maybe it's the presence of that box of day-old bread, free for the taking, a reminder of the basic needs we share, and a promise that nobody goes away hungry.
Melinda Gorham, retired as the editor of the Huntsville Times, can now spend more of her time in her favorite thrift stores. You can hear the Writer's Corner each weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also find these commentaries on our website at WLRH.org. And if you're a creative writer or poet in the Tennessee Valley, we invite you to submit your work to Judy at WLRH.org.